gonna pop some tags.
All right. Do you sing this song?
Do I? No, I'm not answering that because I know what you're doing because I do that to everybody. Let's keep it that way.
Yeah. Maybe. My answer is going to be maybe you shouldn't. Mm. There you go.
I don't sing the song, though, so I don't know what you're talking about.
Good job. Derek Kramer, Joe Calley here with you, wrapping up a Sports Talk Saturday here with you all, as it has been a fantastic weekend, long weekend. You could start it early.
Yeah. Really, the weekend's just getting started.
Yeah. Well, slow down there, buddy. I'm not going to be able to keep up.
Why?
I don't know.
It has been a good weekend,
I just
though.
Pulled my arm out of a sling, so maybe that's why.
Yeah. Yeah. I was going to say, I was like, that's a new development, and that definitely, no doctor's office is open to tell you that, to do that. So.
I mean, maybe it's a foolish assumption, but like, you know, when it's a two-week injury like that, I don't think they expect you to stay in the sling for the entirety of it.
They might. That might be why they call it a two-week injury.
Maybe.
When they put a cast on for 6 months, they're not like, oh, yeah, here's the saw. You can cut it out.
Sprains are different, okay?
Well, looking ahead for a quick weather forecast here, as you're talking about the beautiful weekend.
Yes.
Yeah, that's really it, the beautiful weekend. As soon as you hit Monday, it's rain and humidity and hot for Monday through Friday.
Hey, you know what?
There's a 40 and up percent chance of rain.
Timing is perfect. Timing is everything in these sorts of endeavors. Today is probably going to be when you see a lot of family parties, things like that, gatherings, what have you. You probably had a decent amount of them yesterday too, but, you know, maybe there are some poor suckers that had to work yesterday. Somehow we didn't.
Yeah.
We'll take that.
We'll take that any day we can get it. I'm trying to.
But here we are now.
Yeah. Here we are in July 5th. Wow. Math was tough there. One day past the 4th of July.
Brother.
I couldn't even get it. I did want to bring this up. And to just keep tying this together, that's why I don't do math in public. I don't even try and do that. To tie into the way the show started, not to go into the hot dogs again,
you
but
son of a,
what does the S in ESPN stand for, by the way?
You really want to do this?
Yeah, just say sports. Just
you,
say it.
You really want to do this?
Yeah.
You want to do this?
Mm-hmm.
The spelling bee.
Okay. We all know it's
so
sports.
So shut up.
We all know it's
that's
sports.
That also starts with an S.
Mm-hmm. You're right. You're right. But it's not the S in ESPN. Joey Chestnut's most unbelievable records.
Why am I here? Why is this my life?
The pastry that came and went and then came back, the Twinkies, 121 of them in 6 minutes.
Why is this a thing?
You like tortilla tacos?
Oh, no.
126 in 8 minutes.
Dude, this... You're going to get me on my soapbox, aren't you?
I might, because there's 8 more slides.
Stop. I don't want...
You like hard-boiled eggs? Is that a nice breakfast for you?
No.
141 in 8 minutes.
No, not really, and I dare you to say that to Jeremy White.
Oh, is he not a hard-boiled egg guy?
He's not an egg
guy
at all.
I know he wasn't an egg salad
at all.
Guy, but I like scrambled eggs. I don't like egg salad.
No.
He's not
no,
an
no.
egg guy.
The man, like, anything that's an egg, the man will not.
I'm lucky when I filled in for Josh, I didn't bring any hard-boiled eggs, and I would have got.
Don't even bring that stat to him.
You like shrimp wontons?
Not really.
I do. 390 in 8 minutes.
I do.
390 in 8 minutes.
I do.
Oh, one thing we all love, chicken wings.
Stop.
182
stop.
In 30 minutes. That's the record.
30 minutes?
Mm-hmm.
Eating for 30 minutes.
They got to be cleaned up. Cleaned up to count.
Competitively cleaned up 30 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
That is... Dude, forget enjoying that. That is a job.
That's an endurance athlete if I've ever heard
of.
No,
that's not an athlete. That's a job, though. Like, that's.
Do you like those little jalapeno popper bites? Like the cheese, the jalapeno breaded?
They're okay. How many of those did he scarf down?
118 in 10 minutes.
You do realize there are people starving around the world, right?
Mm-hmm.
Why don't we fix that?
We know his record, 76 hot dogs
instead
in 8 minutes.
Of letting somebody have 70-some-odd hot dogs in a certain amount of time, or... 183 chicken wings in 30 minutes.
So
maybe we could try to feed some other people.
Maybe.
Instead of shoving it all down several people's gullets. Because he's not alone. It's not like he's doing this for funsies. He's competing against other people.
Mm-hmm.
That means multiple other people are eating not as many of these foods, but they're trying.
Yeah, there's more slides.
You're going to get me more and more upset about this.
This one holds a little close to home for me because I found my old iPod the other day where I filmed a March Madness bracket breakdown when I was 10, right?
I love
with
that
a little whiteboard. And my one friend who is the color commentator just slid a box of frozen waffles and said the slogan for the company is like our brand sponsorship. So 81 toaster waffles in 8 minutes, Joey Chestnut.
And how many minutes?
8 minutes. So 10 per minute.
Depending on how they're toasted.
They're probably soggier to get down, I would assume.
I'm in hell.
Oh, happy July 5th, everybody.
I am in actual hell.
You ready for this one?
No.
This is the pinnacle. This is the finale. You ready?
You know how ready I'm not? I'll say it to you in Spanish. No, I'm not ready. I will never be ready. Stop.
You like bologna?
No.
15.75 pounds of bologna
slices. Disgusting.
8 minutes. He gained 15 pounds in 8 minutes.
No crap.
And he went on record and said, after the hot dog eating contest, he gains about like 27 pounds. I can, you know, a quarter pounder with cheese is pushing it for me. I don't know how that happens. QPC.
I don't.
But he's.
You're
listening.
Just going to ruin good food, or at least enjoyable food for people forever.
I just can't believe
society does it. Like, yeah. We have these competitions.
It's not me.
It's not Joe. Joe is doing what a media member would do right now, which is pointing out some things about a thing that happened that was relevant to something yesterday that was happening. To your credit, you are doing your job. To my credit, I'm not throwing up. But
the wontons are the craziest one.
Why did this become a thing? How did this become a thing? Since when, as a people, did we decide, I want to watch people eat food?
Let's find that out. Let's see what the AI overview says.
I am asking in a hypothetical manner. I do not need a real answer, Joe.
It sounds like a Viking-esque thing. In the 19th century, roughly around 1878, the first record, oh, we got it. The first recorded pie-eating contest took place in Toronto in 1878.
The first Nathan's hot dog eating contest started in 72.
1972?
Yes.
Okay.
Then that's where the downfall of society began.
What was the record back then? How many were people dogging
down?
Because
at least everyone was just trying to eat one pie, which is already hard enough, by the way.
Oh, that is. With all the filling? That's something.
Trust me. Ready?
That's what...
I did that as a bet one time because the Sabres refused to score a goal in three straight games. And then on March 14th, I said, I'll eat a whole pie if they get shut out again. That was a dumb thing from me.
Did you say it here on air or did you say it somewhere else?
I said it when I was in the press box.
Oh, no. So you were held to it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because then I got video or it didn't happen, and I'm like, to my credit, I used a pie that did not have a lot of filling.
Okay, what did you get?
A lemon meringue pie.
I can't do meringue.
Super sugary. That was the mistake I made.
I can't do meringue. That's just eggs, man.
But it was fluffy and light.
So is whipped cream.
I'm just saying, I picked something that didn't have like a lot of like fruit in it or something.
Yeah.
But I had to eat a whole pie in one sitting. I hated every second of it. And in all of his wisdom, Howard Simon shares the tweet of the live stream going on.
In the first Nathan's hot dog eating contest held on July 4th, 1926. So this is 100 years now. Like 99. Next year will be 100. 13 hot dogs were eaten by the winner.
And now...
We went from 13 to Chestnut's record of 76, and he got 70 and a half yesterday.
Again, every day. We stray further from the path.
The contest was reportedly a result of a patriotic argument among three men.
I want to go back in time and kick each of them in the shins and you're all losing the argument. Shut up. I wonder what that would do to change the fabric of society today.
In 2024, Chestnut could not compete because he was banned due to a sponsorship with a vegetarian food brand.
Do you see what I'm talking about here now? Do you understand the absurdity
that like
of this segment?
Sponsorship that gets in the way.
Of doing your job?
Maybe.
Of doing your job.
I don't know.
Of doing your job. He got banned because of a certain sponsor that wanted to pay for him to be good at what he does.
Joey Chestnut's also an animal, though. Did you see him choke that guy out who ran onto the stage?
What?
Some guy jumped up. I don't know what he was protesting. He was in a Darth Vader mask. And Joey Chestnut just grabs him, just chokeholds him, and slams him back. While he's eating hot dogs, and he just goes back to shoving more hot dogs in his mouth. He still wins.
That's actually insane.
He still wins. If I'm not mistaken.
Choking someone out is probably more of an easier case on how to get banned from something.
And
than having a sponsorship from a vegetarian company.
Right.
This is what I'm talking about, how silly this whole thing is. And how much you're making me hate my life.
Well, I've got one last one for you, and then I'll drop it. I'll drop it, I promise.
Gosh darn it.
So, on the Pat McAfee show earlier this week, they were speaking about it. Joey Chestnut, he broke another world record. He ate 21 pounds of shrimp cocktail. And the picture of him with the cocktail sauce all over his hands and face.
Stop describing it. Stop describing it.
21 pounds of shrimp and ketchup and horseradish. I'll get off the soapbox now. I'm done.
I'm trying to have a peaceful end to this show. And you...
We can, in the next segment.
As per usual, have chosen specifically violence.
On a weekend... where there's not a lot of sport happenings. Ehlers is the biggest thing, and that happened earlier this week. The true sport emerges in the hot dog eating
contest.
Catch
me by the pool. You're getting whacked with one of those
noodles. I wonder how many of those Joey Chestnut's eaten.
And I only need one good arm to operate that.
But I'm done. I'm done with the food eating contest now.
You're getting whacked in the back of the head, brother. Lovingly.
Okay.
But also angrily.
I'll take it. A little bit of disdain, that's fine. I haven't even gotten into Badlands Chugs yet.
Please, let's not.
Let's not. The question I have for you now is, can we not?
We can.
Not. Thank you. And we will not.
Lemonade chugging is far less impressive, so I don't even want to get into it.
And we will not go into it for the last segment as we wrap things up coming up.